At the bottom of all of our local stories, readers now have the option of submitting feedback. Here's what Beta Day readers had to say about what was making news over the last week, September 24th, education or intervention. Extremely disturbing, video leads national experts to offer help, they need to do community service in multicultural centers, churches, mosques etc. to be taught and feel shame for their actions. I believe ESA was visited a few years ago and students were shocked to hear what happened to these families. These students have shamed the school's reputation, their classmates. Grade 7 and 8 students needs to revise their history courses to include history such as the Holocaust, slavery, Muslims and indigenous as it has clearly been shown immaturity, no conscience and needs strict consequences for their actions and lack of courage to say no to the ones who started this. JP September 23rd. Ontario nurses, enraged, by arbitration decision, COVID was a worldwide problem that has taken its toll on all of us. I sympathize with the first responders who were impacted more than others as they were tasked with protecting us. We have a long battle to overcome the social and mental effects that is a result of this pandemic. All levels of government have overspent fighting the disease and next pandemic will be financial. Although I support and respect the nurses, I doubt this will be the last group that will be outraged with their wage increase. RW September 22nd. Healing begins with education in wake of schoolyard antisemitism. Jewish community, adolescents engage in acts like this because herd mentality in conjunction with contemptuous denunciation of another group gives them a false sense of power. It is the birth, and eventual growth, of an aspect of the ego. Pointing out the errors of their ways and forbidding these teenagers to repeat this, exclusively, will be short-lived. What's essential is shedding light on the origin of their choices, and why they made them. More often than not, it's because they're feeling unempowered, and don't have the knowledge, tools or guidance to handle a very difficult challenge in their lives. Picking on a disenfranchised group is easy target practice, and they know they it. They're aware they can get away with it, momentarily. It offers them a much desired sense of power, albeit temporary and egoic. Ask them what is going on in their lives, and why they feel so unable to speak up, affect change or receive a fundamental human need. The tools they'll be given to address the challenge that precipitated this acting out will be long-lasting, and assist them in the next test life will throw at them. BB Valenti takes oath, gets right down to council business. I think this is funny, he was twice not elected because obviously the constituents didn't think he could do the job and now with his friends and City Hall because a arm or true of patronage position to the previous council to be the city's economic development manager I believe it is and what is this guy's background, he's a hairdresser and 1 year of business school. It's ridiculous how this city thinks they could just give jobs to whomever they feel like when student coming out of college or university would have more experience and qualification than our former counselor who has been handed a very important position with our city. Maybe he can offer a few haircuts if somebody moves to North Bay he and invests. The reign of Al McDonald will be coming to an end. It's a responsible leadership will have to be put into place and responsible leadership is not created by people that don't comprehend it food or fuel heat or rent. Gunner G September 20th. Bonfield Event Park too noisy for Foisey, wants 2 events per year, it seems there are not that many residents within earshot of the event park. Perhaps it would be economically convenient to offer those who live within a given radius a free pass. Sometimes works to keep cops away from a noisy neighborhood party. Don D Grade 8 hate speech video prompts police investigation at local school. This is racism and it really doesn't matter how old these kids are. Bringing in a history professor to mentor them? Give me a break. They need a serious consequence for a serious crime. Shame on the school staff for watching this and not intervening immediately. Annette L. This is completely devastating and those children really do not know what they are doing and have absolutely no understanding of history. As my father was one of the many soldiers who liberated the death camps during the Second World War, he would be so violently ill and angry with these children doing this. All those who participated in this debacle should be mandated to sit and study the atrocities of the World War II with the hours of testimonials from Holocaust survivors and perhaps be sensitized with being locked up for at least a month under the same conditions as so many Jewish persons were. Perhaps they would have a different view on things. Live the life they lived and learn. Jocelyn C.